And welcome back to the American Pregame Show. We just had the introduction of Hoops for Hope, and we're going to take another quick break during our national anthem. You're listening to Blue Jay Boys Basketball on WJMT, WJMTFM.com. And welcome back to the Westside Market broadcast booth. The Tomahawk Hatchets being introduced. Colton Seslar, senior guard. Ryan Montag, a junior forward. Logan Norman, a senior center. Lucas Morrison, a sophomore forward. And finally, Nicholas Nelson, a senior guard. And now for your Merrill Blue Jays. And sophomore Peyton Zimmerman is out there. And Tyson Ott, the junior. Cooper Wendorf. And the protector of the paint, Eli Burtman, out there. And now a member of the starting lineup, it's Samuel Hagemeister. So we're ready. The Blue Jays will be going from right to left as you're watching on your radio. Again, we're working with some new equipment and appreciate all of your patience as we try to bring you games this week. Station upgrades always bring new challenges. So producer-director Artie Y back checking things out, and the ball's going up. Another poor throw. Burtman gets it into the backcourt to Zimmerman. Going up against his own. Zimmerman left side. Gets it off to Ott, over to Wendorf, right wing extended. Wendorf crossed to Zimmerman. Zimmerman drives, tries to put it out, and it goes off the leg of one of the Hatchet defenders on the baseline. So baseline right, 17:39 under Dragons, Daggers, and Dave's clock. That's out to Ott. No, he doesn't get the rebound, but it goes out of bounds off of the protector of the paint. Blue Jays going full court press here. Hatchett's going right into the double dribble. Taken away, Wendorf gets it down to Ott. Baseline drive for a bucket. 2-0 Blue Jays, 17-20 in. Hatchett's lose it, goes to the Blue Jays off of Ceslar. So inbound Zimmerman, back to Wendorf, up for three. It's an Arby's three. Cooper Wendorf from the front counter. And there's another steal by Zimmerman, but he steps on the out-of-bounds line. And so the Blue Jays still in the press. 17:05 left, Blue Jays up five, and Wendorf with the steal in the bucket. And the Blue Jays up 7-0. The Hatchets trying to figure out how to get that ball up court. Into the double again, now up front. Driving the baseline, gets shut off, knocked out of bounds. Hesitating on that drive was Nicholas Nelson, the senior guard at 5'7". Coach Pieper, Dr. T in pink, out for a three-pointer, no good. Rebound comes down Ott. Putting up that three-pointer was Ryan Montauk, down on the baseline. Wendorf kicks it back to Ott. Ott from downtown, no good. Wendorf rebound, off the glass and down. Wendorf's got seven, Blue Jays got nine, and the Hawks haven't scored yet, I should say, to Hatchett. And they get it into the forecourt, trying to get it down. So the Blue Jays off to a 9-0 start here on our Dragons, Daggers, and Dames clock, and we aren't even 2 minutes in. Blue Jays coming off a fine win on Monday over Northland Pines. Down underneath, blocked by Ott. Putting up the shot, baseline right, Morrison blocked by Ott. Hagenmeister, and they leave him open, and he shoots the three. Oh, that one looked good, but it was long. 15-48, 9-0 Blue Jays. Trying to get it down into the low post, but no success. The protector of the paint's out high, cross court, and off the fingertips of Montauk. And so the Blue Jays coming up with it. 15:34 on our Dragons, Daggers, and game clock. And the Blue Jays are up 9-0. There's a three from Wendorf. Another Arby's three. Wendorf has 10 points. And the Hatchets take a timeout. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Blue Jay Boys Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com. And welcome back to the Westside Market broadcast booth. Wendorf's got 10, the Blue Jays 12, 15:23 left. Full court press again in the back court. And there's trying to get through, stealing it, and getting it across. Finally, Ceslar goes on the left side, overplaying, trying to get it down low. There it is, down low. No good, rebound comes down. That one was off the fingertips of Norman. Zimmerman chases it down, starts to cut baseline. Wendorf puts it up, another Arby's three! He's hit it from the front counter, the back door, and outside the trash heap, and it's 15-0 Blue Jays. I think the first four are going to be kind to them tonight. Off the hands of their diminutive point guard, Nicholas Nelson, and the Blue Jays get it again. Checking in for the Hatchets is Edwin Rice. So the Blue Jays are about to bring it up, and they are up 15-0, 14:30 left on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Down low, Burtman off the glass. Oh, he missed it. Goes and plays volleyball with it. Gets it back out to Wendorf. Wendorf drives over to Hagenmeister. Hagenmeister for three. He drains it. Hagenmeister for three, and the Blue Jays are up 18-0. A steal for Zimmerman. Out to Ott. Ott drives, kicks it off. No good, and knocked out of bounds by the Hatchets. This is a dominating start for the Blue Jays. They're up 18-0 as the full court press is befuddling the Hatchets. Zimmerman gets it in. Wendorf for another three. No good. He shows mortality on that one. 13:50 left on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. 18-0 Blue Jays on the right wing. Back out front to Seslar. Seslar looking. Gets it in there. Tight. Oh, he tries to go up. No shot. Burtman comes up with the ball. Wendorf. Wendorf drives. And off the glass, and Wendorf is hot. 15 points, and we're only 4-plus minutes in. Burtman knocks it away to Zimmerman. Another steal. Check that. That was odd. Zimmerman for three. Another Arby's three. It is 23-0 for the Blue Jays, and they're continuing to press. And the Hatchets have only gotten three shots and missed all of them. Kicked out on the left wing. Montag, Seslar, top on the right side, far left, down to Seslar. Tries to kick it out, knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Hatchet ball. So the Blue Jays thus far, 15 for Wendorf, three each for Zimmerman and Hagenmeister, and a bucket for Ott. 12:43 left in the first half. Dragons, Daggers, and Dave's clock. Zimmerman steals it. Gets it ahead to Wendorf. Wendorf puts it down. Wendorf has 17 points, and we're not even 6 minutes in. Dribbling through traffic is Nelson. Kicks it on the left side. Underneath. No good. Nelson couldn't put it down. Ott up to Zimmerman. Zimmerman underneath. Hagenmeister. He puts it down. 27-0. The Hatchets are just being overwhelmed defensively. Trying to get it underneath. There's the shot. And finally putting one down is Norman. So it's 27-2 Blue Jays. 11:55 left on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Blue Jays on left side to Hagenmeister. He's already got a three. Wendorf steps out beyond the volleyball line. Gets it to Zimmerman. They're controlling the pace. Down to Burtman. Burtman, they went over the top was Norman, but they let it go. When you're up 27-2, and you say 27 to what? That's 27-2. Burtman goes out. Oh, no. Sykes comes in. Ott and Zimmerman go out, as does Kimball. 27-2 Blue Jays, 11:36 left. Inbound, Sykes gets it. Kimball's going to run the offense. Wendorf, already 17 points. Hatchet's playing the zone. Wendorf for another three. No good. That one, the rim gods decided he didn't deserve it. 11:16 left. Ball off of the Blue Jays. Hatchets. And again, full court press. The Hatchets trying to work it up. little less opposition there. Kimball on top of Montag on the left side. Sesslar, right side. Three-pointer, no good. The rebound comes down to Burtman. Burtman gets it to Wendorf. 10:55 on a Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. 27-2, Blue Jays. What an output tonight. 23 unanswered points. Wendorf looking for Burtman on the cut. Wendorf stepping back down to Burtman. Burtman goes her down. Oh, he's too far out again, just like the other night. He's got to be two steps closer in the lane before he puts it up. Out of bounds, Hatchett's ball. So they did get it into the low post, and I know he's just too far out. He's got that smile on his face. The protector of the paint. Oh, there goes into the forecourt. Almost a travel in the backcourt for Rice. Rice drives, puts it off the glass, and down. They're saying it's pronounced Reese, so it's still 27-4 Blue Jays, 10:07 left in the first half. No fouls either way. Wendorf drives, kicks it back. Oh, Sykes drops it. So Blue Jays got to stay strong offensively. Hatchett's now in for them is Watkins. Watkins gets it out. Running point is Reese. Reese on the right side, Norman driving. And they're going to finally call a foul. And that's going to be on Sykes. And that's Morgan Sykes, the senior. And Wild Thing is in. Burtman's getting a break. So Wild Thing is in now, as is Kolanowski, and putting it down there, getting the bucket, was Reese, and he's got four. It's 27-6 Blue Jays. 4-0 run right now for the Hatchets, not making light of it. Kolanowski from downtown. He was shooting that one from the Arby's property edge just a little bit off. Trying to drive down, trying to pass it in and having it stolen away. That pass went off the hands of Reese. Kimball, he puts up the three. He's feeling it. Coach Pieper looks at him and said, "What you doing?" This is what he does not want to have happen. Doesn't matter about the score. It's the things they need to be doing. They're driving down. There's Sykes. And Sykes is going to get called for the foul, I think, which will be his second personal and the second team foul. And going to the free throw line is going to be Norman, shooting two. Makes the first. Norman's got three, Reese has got four, and the Blue Jays have 27. Puts up the second, and no good off the side of the rim. Rebound went back to the Hatchets on the right side. Out was Watkins. He tried to pass it back, and it didn't go anywhere. So the Hatchets now had, boy, I thought that was established forecourt, but referee right in front of me did not see it the same way I did. There it is, going underneath. No good, a wild shot. Sykes comes down with the rebound. Blue Jays have Kolanowski, Kimball, Wild Thing out there, as well as Olsen. Olsen gets it. Olsen thought about the three. Oh, he made a bad pass. And that's going to be a backcourt foul on Kolanowski. First personal, third team. So Kolanowski backcourt foul. Cameron Wall and the Wild Thing is out there. Blue Jays get theirs. Kimball with the steal. And he drives down, and Kimball gets the bucket, and oh, that stops the 4-0 run. Still Blue Jays trying to do the full court press. Second team out there. Oh, that one's off the foot of Kimball, and they weren't going to call that one for a kick. So the Blue Jays out there, Olson. Into the forecourt and trying to hold on to it and then throwing it off the foot of the Blue Jays was Watkins. So the Blue Jays jumped out 22-0 lead. It's now 29-7. They're in the lane off the glass and putting it down again was Norman. He's got 5 points. So the Blue Jays are up by 20. Sykes, low post, spin, move, jump, and yeah, he got the travel in the lane. And there's timeout being taken as well. We'll take one too. You're listening to Blue Jay Boys Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com. And welcome back to the Merrill Fieldhouse. It's 29-9 Blue Jays, 22-point run. Wendorf has 17, 3 for Zimmerman, 2 each for Kimball and Ott, and 5 for Hagenmeister. Hatchett's full court press still out there. Kimball can't quite chase it down. And right into the hands of Kimball off of the hands of the other 12, Lucas Norman. Wild Thing puts up the three. It's an Arby's three for the Wild Thing. It's 32-9. Blue Jays still playing that defense. Coach Pieper wants those hands up, driving, kicking out. Down to the corner, puts up the three, no good. Rebound knocked from by Sykes to Kimball. Wild Thing's got it on the left wing. Olson. Olson's going to drive. Down to Sykes, and Sykes puts it off the glass for two. And the ball's going to get knocked out of bounds, and let's see who it's going to go to. Far side. We'll see if we see Kurzhals tonight because he's still recovering from that knee. Blue Jays got it, baseline right. It's out to Kimball. 6:18 left on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Wallen again. The Wild Thing misses that one. He gets his own rebound. Kicks it out. Olson for three. No good. Rebound comes down. Wild Thing tries to knock it away, but he backs off before he picks up the foul. On the right side baseline. Putting it down is Norman. Gets it out to Seslar. Seslar tries to split the defense. Puts it out. There's the jumper. No good. Missed everything. And they tried to throw it off Wild Thing. He got out of the way. Cross court from right to left. Now out front. Knocked away by Wild Thing. Sykes goes out. Burtman comes back in. So Wendorf had an early 17 points. And the Blue Jays, Wendorf gets the steal. He's going down. He gets bumped. Too hard off the glass. Rebound comes down. Olson picks it up. 34-9 Blue Jays, 5:16 left. Into Burtman, out to Wild Thing. Hello, Wild Thing! From the Arby's cash register. 37-9. Oh, my goodness gracious me. Blue Jays, just a dominating performance thus far. Hatch has tried to get it out. Up, oh, Wild Thing. Got a little aggressive in the backcourt. Fourth team foul. So the Blue Jays started out with a 22-0 run, I believe. 37-9 now. Trying to get it down in the corner. Out there right now on the last whistle was Neiman, the freshman. Ball knocked down low, putting up the jumper. A very nice jumper there for Morrison for two, and that makes it 37-11. Wendorf's going to drive and put it down. Wendorf has 19 points. Blue Jays continue to try. Wallen runs over. Wild Thing puts it down. And putting up the three, rotating quicker than the Blue Jays. Good. That cuts it to 39-14. Troy Pieper not happy on that one. Wild Thing down to Burtman. Burtman off the glass. No good. Oh, he ran out. And the Blue Jays are losing that edge with the second unit out there. Wendorf, Olsen, there it is underneath. Neiman, no good. Burtman cleans up to Wendorf, left side. Wendorf drives, puts up the nice jumper. He's got 21 on the half. 3:42 left. Hatchets, a three-point attempt. No good. Burtman bangs it off the board. Wendorf gets it. No fouls on the Hatchets. Kalinowski starts to drive, kicks out to Wendorf. Over to Olsen, Wild Thing. Kalinowski down to Burtman. Burtman, no good. He's had that problem. He was in the right spot, but he didn't use the glass. Thought he had the touch. 3:12 left on the Dragons, Daggers and Gaze clock. Kalinowski with the steal. Kalinowski takes it end to end. 43-14 Blue Jays. On the right side. Yeah, Wallen's going to get his second foul. He was kind of established. Second, fifth team foul. Nothing on Tomahawk. Oh, my goodness gracious me. 43-14 Blue Jays. Hagenmeister in. Ott in. Zimmerman in. Wild Thing goes out. Kalinowski goes out. Hatchets into the backcourt. 2:54 left. 21 points, and the Blue Jays almost get another turnover. Wendorf knocks it away again. Quick hands. Oh, that looked like travel, but no call. Running a little weave, Seslar gets it out top to Morrison. Morrison, wing right. Down to Neiman, and knocking it out of bounds is Eli Burtman, the protector of the paint. Another whistle coming back in for the Hatchets is Norman. So the Blue Jays, just a dominating performance here thus far. Neiman for three, no good. Rebound comes down. Wendorf gets it back up to Zimmerman. Zimmerman over to Ott. Ott's going to drive. No good. Didn't he use the glass? Gets it back. Puts it up, and he draws the foul. So the Blue Jays finally go to the Aspirus Health free throw line. And Neiman's going to pick up the first personal, and finally the first team foul. Ott, he's got two, but he misses the first from the Aspirus Health free throw line. Blue Jays up 43-14. Started out I don't know. I think it was 22. It might have been 24-0. Ott misses the second as well. So the Blue Jays right into the double and knocked out of bounds with quick hands as Hagenmeister. Inbound just to the right of our West Side Market broadcast booth. On the right side, going into the double team. Now Cesslar gets it back, takes it out front. Gets it out on the left side to Morrison. Check that, Norman. Down in the right wing, trying to drive in. Going inside, ball knocked away. Zimmerman gets it back. Up to Ott. Ott over to Hagenmeister, into Bertman. And he has it blocked. He just didn't have good possession on that one. Tried to go up with it because he had to get out of the lane. And there's a steal for Zimmerman. He's looking. He's going. And Zimmerman puts it down. He's got five. 45-14 Blue Jays. 1:20 left. And the ball's knocked away. It's kicked. Have a little fun with the ref. I said not giving it back. Oh, I was getting ready to be teed up by the ref for not giving the ball back. You can't tee me up. I'm not on the bench. Inbounds, 108 left. Down in the corner, getting it, trying to, oh, that's a walk. Oh, they're going to give it to him. He took the walk. That's seven for Norman. 55 seconds left. Zimmerman to Ott. Ott, top of the key extended. Hagenmeister back to Bertman. Bertman, Wendorf. Wendorf down to Hagenmeister, and he threw it a little bit behind him. So the Blue Jays are up by 29 points here. 43.9 on the Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Down, shot, missed, rebound to Ott, 30 seconds left. Lead pass to Wendorf. Wendorf on the side to Bertman. Bertman out to Zimmerman. Zimmerman drives, puts it off the glass, and Zimmerman's got seven. 47-16 Blue Jays. 31-point lead with 14 seconds left. Down to the corner. In the lane, Wendorf, 8 seconds left. Gets it down, driving, Ott, and Ott puts it down. Ott's got four, and that's going to be the half as we go to our Nicolet Bank at the half show. It is your Blue Jays, 49. You heard it right, 49. The Hatchet 16. We'll be back with more from the West Side Market broadcast booth after this. You're listening to Blue Jay Boys Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Famous Coney Dogs, Corn Dog Nuggets, and Kids Meals. Fun for everyone. Don't miss the every Extra Day Special, two cheeseburgers for just $6. And for a limited time, try their pumpkin shake and chicken and waffles. Open daily from 10 a.m. till 10 p.m., Merrill A&W is the place where great food and memories are served. Visit them today.
What happens when you bank locally? At Incredible Bank, it means your deposits help us invest in your community. Your deposit dollars provide us with the resources to support the local economy and help spark dreams of growth for businesses like your favorite mom-and-pop shop or your favorite locally owned restaurant. Banking local provides a return on investment you can see every day in the form of a better, more vibrant community. How incredible is that? So, bank local. Bank Incredible. Incredible Bank. Member FDIC.
Berger Contract Carriers in Merrill is a family-oriented company committed to providing great service and a desirable workplace. BCC now has openings for professional drivers, must be 21 or older with a CDL and good driver record, along with hazmat and paper endorsements. BCC offers excellent pay, flexible work schedule, health insurance benefits, and your home every weekend and holiday. See more at bcctrucking.com. Berger Contract Carriers wishes the very best to the Merrill Blue Jay athletes. Behind you all the way. Napa Auto Parts of Merrill is proud to sponsor Merrill High School Sports. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6 p.m. Saturday, 7 to 4 p.m. Napa Auto Parts of Merrill is locally owned and operated since 1965. Located at 1010 East Main Street, Napa Auto Parts of Merrill has everything you need for your car.
And welcome back to the Westside Market broadcast booth, the Nicolet Bank at the Half Show. A dominating performance for your Blue Jays. It is 49-16. They got off to a 22 or 24-0 lead with a full court press. Cooper Wendorf has 21 points. Three threes, six twos, a two for Kimball, a two for Sykes, two twos, and 0 for 2 from the Aspirus Health free throw line for Ott. Kalinowski with a two. The Wild Thing with two threes for six, two twos, and a three for Peyton Zimmerman. And a three, and a two, and 5 points for Hagen Meister. So we're going to take another quick break. We'll be back with more of the Nicolet Bank at the Half Show after this. You're listening to Blue Jay Boys Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
They're back at Arby's in Merrill. Dive into the classic fish sandwich. A crispy filet, fresh lettuce, and tangy tartar on a sesame seed bun. Craving for something extra? Try the fish and cheddar. Topped with Arby's creamy cheddar cheese sauce. Or go big with the King Hawaiian Fish Deluxe. With shredded lettuce, tomato, and tartar on a warm, toasted King Hawaiian bun. They're all here, but for a limited time, at your Merrill Arby's on East Highway 64.
Check your pulse. We examine your symptoms. But what we see is you. We see the promises of you, the joys of growth, and the wisdom of experience. Throughout your entire life's journey, we are right here with you, alongside you, and ready to serve you and your family, helping you get the most out of a healthy life. Health care is a lot of things, but the best care is human. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence.
vacation to be the best is inspiring. Enjoy the journey and every opportunity. Greenlawn is a family-owned and managed company, proudly serving central and northern Wisconsin since 2002, offering new sprinkler system installations, existing system upgrades, and maintenance. Visit greenlawnwi.com for all your irrigation needs. Greenlawn Underground Sprinklers, proud to support our local athletes. Go Blue Jays!
Simply Stitched and Tomahawk offers embroidery, screen printing, and more. Custom gifts, personal or business apparel, blankets, memorial teddy bears, hats, outerwear, and more. Too much to list, but never short on ideas. Bring your imagination and create your brand at Simply Stitched and Tomahawk on Main Street.
The Merrill Boys Basketball Boosters Club is glad to help sponsor this sports broadcast. The Boys Booster Club helps promote athletic programs, increase community interest, and promote sportsmanship to these student athletes on the court and in the classroom. Merrill Boys Boosters support the coaches and athletes and maintain the history and tradition of excellence for all student athletes at Merrill High School. Play hard and play fair. Go Blue Jays!
Blue Jay 96.3 is W242CC Merrill and WJMT Merrill.
And welcome back to the Nicolet Bank at the Half Show, brought to you exclusively by Nicolet Bank, downtown Merrill. For the Hatchets, who got 16 points to the Blue Jays, 49. A three for Sessler, two twos for Reese, three twos and one for two from the free throw line for seven for Norman, and a two for Norman. So six twos, a three, and one for two for the free throw line to the Blue Jays. 14 twos, seven threes, and 0 for 2 from the free throw line. Again, this is our night, and you're still trying to get out here to participate. Hoops for Hope. Again, Emily Banach, Merrill High School teacher battling breast cancer. There's raffles. There are 50-50s. There's other opportunities to participate in the fundraising. We're getting ready for the second half as some of the boys' basketball players being honored tonight, awaiting the Blue Jays, who will be going from left to right and on your radio. And their full court press took them to either a 22 or 24 nothing lead, still outscoring the Hatchets 25-16 for the rest of the evening. Hatchets inbound right in front of our West Side Market broadcast booth. Back to the trapping defense, trying to steal that ball. Hatchets knocked away by Zimmerman. Back to, let's see, oh boy, that was back to Neiman. No, Neiman's not out there. There it is to Sessler, trying to go in low. Blocked by the protector of the paint. Burtman had the block. Now it's down Zimmer. Oh, Wendorf picks up where he left off. And Arby's three. That one's from the back door of the kitchen. The Hatchets now trailing 52-16. High post, kicked out left. Trying to get it in the lane, knocked away by Burtman. Quick hands. Down the other end, and Zimmerman puts it down and one. Here we go into the Aspirus Health free throw line. It's 54-16 Blue Jays. And that foul will be only the second foul of the game. Reese picks up his first personal. He just doubled the team's fouls for the game. Zimmerman, and he finishes up the three-point play. So the Blue Jays 1-for-3 from the Aspirus Health free throw line. All hands on deck here. Zimmerman, they're trying to trap out high, trying to dribble in, kicks it out. Sessler tries to dribble, kicks it on the right side to Reese. On the perimeter, almost knocked away from Nelson, the senior guard. Down on the baseline right to Montag. Montag's in the corner and in trouble. Tries to dribble out of it. Kicks it out. Right wing Norman, and thrown away. Trying to cut in was Reese, and throwing it to the corner was Norman. So the Blue Jays are up 55-16 on our Dragons Daggers and games clock, 16-23. Wendorf with 24. He's really spent out there. Zimmerman. Burtman comes high. Ott takes the three. No, it was short, but it was straight. Seslar comes down with the rebound. Blue Jays not pressing anymore. Now it goes into Wendorf's hands. And Wendorf puts it down. He's got 26 on the night. 15:50 left on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Hagenmeister, Zimmerman. Zimmerman cuts the passing lane and puts it down. He's got five in the second half. Blue Jays up 59-16. They're on a 10-0 run. Knocked away by Wendorf, cutting the passing lane, leading to Zimmerman. Zimmerman, oh, puts it down. Burtman cleans up. Burtman's first two, and that makes it 61. A 12-0 run to start the second half, and we're only less than 3 minutes in. So used to the hockey way. Passed on the right side. Seslar kicks it out to Reese. Reese dribbles right into the double. Almost knocked away again. Trying to go for the steal. Overplaying there a little bit. Left side. Seslar tries to go. Knocked away cleanly by Ott. Zimmerman gets it to Ott. Ott, he's going to go in between. Too strong. Putting it up and down is Hagenmeister. He's got seven, and the Blue Jays have gone to a 14-0 run here to start the second half. 14:32 left on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. And it's thrown away off the hands of Reese on right in front of the Tomahawk bench. The Blue Jays up on a 14-0 run, 63-16. Ott brings it up, gets it to Wendorf, volleyball. Hagenmeister. Ott tries to kick it out. Burtman to Hagenmeister, left side. To Ott. Ott inside the volleyball line. Hagenmeister gets it down to Burtman. Burtman back to Hagenmeister. Hagenmeister too strong off the glass. Rebound comes down. Burtman cleans up. 65-16. The Blue Jays with a 16-0 run to start the second half. High post, pass down to the low post. Ott gets it. Ahead to Zimmerman. Zimmerman to Wendorf. Wendorf puts it down. He's got 28. 67. It is an 18-0 run for the Blue Jays. 13:34 left. And another pass. Errant picked up by Ott. Ott ahead to Wendorf. Wendorf puts it down too strong. Burtman gets it. Burtman misses. The Blue Jays don't convert on that end. Again. 18-0 run to start the second half, 67-16, high post. There's a three-point attempt, no good, but a deep rebound. All the Blue Jays underneath, another three, no good. Rebound comes down, and Hagenmeister can't hold on to it. And just, Coach Pieper just said, I don't care what the score is. The Blue Jays up, he wants the effort, not because he wants to run the score up, but he knows they got to do the job because they're going to come in against tougher opponents as we move toward playoffs. Baseline, back, Burtman with the block. And now let's see if they're going to call a loose ball foul. And they're going to call that one on Burtman, I believe. That's his first personal. It's the first team foul. The Blue Jays up 67, and they finally break in the second half, putting it down as Montag. So that ends the 18-0 run for the Blue Jays. Montag shoots the second, and no roll there. Burtman gets it to Zimmerman. Zimmerman to Wendorf. Wendorf running. Looks for Hagenmeister deep. Wendorf for three. No good. Rebound comes down. Coach Pieper exhorting the defensive effort. They're in the baseline area, no good. Bertman tries to get it back. Another shot, wild. Ott gets it. Ott ahead to Zimmerman. Zimmerman back to Hagenmeister. Ott out at the volleyball line, left right side. He's going to go down the lane. Oh, he tried to throw it in. And Coach Pieper is not happy. That pick and roll did not work well. Moving it out again to Cesslar underneath. And he loses it, and it'll stay Tomahawk ball. 12:07 left on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Blue Jays up 67-17. And what do we got here? I guess, do we have a warning or a foul? I think it's a warning on Hagenmeister for going across the end line. So he jumped too much forward. Inbounding it again. He's gotten his warning. Next time is a T. Inbound, left side, trying to go in. Wendorf's going to get called for the foul, and he knew it. He was trying to reach around without committing the foul. First personal, second team foul. Hatchets will inbound baseline left. So the Blue Jays up 67-17. After about 10 minutes left, we're going to have running clock for the rest of the game. Right side in the lane, trying to put it up. Strong, too strong. Coming down with the rebound, Montag, putting it down. Check that. That was Norman. So it's now 67-19. 3-0 run for the Hatchets. No sarcasm. 18-0 run, now three. Wendorf goes in. Oh, passes it down. And Coach Pieper is not pleased with the effort right now. This is not going to be the first four, even with 18-0 run. They're getting sloppy, and I can just see that he's not happy. Zimmerman starts to drive, puts up the jumper. No good. Rebound. And a double dribble in the backcourt. So the Blue Jays get it back. 11:34 left on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Inbounds. Down in the corner on the left side, Hagenmeister. Starters are out there. Bertman has it knocked away. Bertman, high post right now. Zimmerman on the high. Inbounds. Ott. Ott drives, kicks back, Zimmerman. Zimmerman stops with the jumper, no good. Bertman with the rebound. Bertman puts it down. He's got four here in the second half, 69-19. And now here comes a whole unit change. Sykes, Kalinowski, wild thing. Underneath, Hatchets lose it off the hands of Watkins. So here comes Olsen, Kimball, Kalinowski, Sykes, and Wild Thing. Wild Thing is a threat to put it up anywhere within range, anywhere from the Arby's property. Kalinowski to Sykes. Sykes hop the key. There it is, Wild Thing. Oh, in and out. Sykes gets it back. Over on the left side, Kalinowski. Kalinowski gets hammered, and he puts it down. No good. Wild Thing with the rebound. Passes it, but knocked away. Coach Pieper is exhorting the effort because he does not want to see sloppy play here. Even though they're up by 50 with 10:40 left on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock, the Blue Jays have to get the job done. Out to Olsen. Olsen to Wild Thing. To Sykes. Offset left. Kalinowski. Kalinowski kicks it out. Kimbo for three. No good. Wild Thing with the rebound. Gets it out. Sets it up again. 10:25 left. Wild Thing gets it down to Sykes. Sykes off the glass and good. Sykes has got four. Blue Jays up 71-19. Hatchets trying to get some semblance of an offense together. Top of the key, Sessler, right side, trying to dribble in, turning around, kicks to the corner. Trying to move it back. Out eye is Montag, getting it from Morrison. Watkins down in the corner, trying to drive. Three-pointer for Sessler, no good. Rebound Sykes, pulls it down easily. Olsen gets it over to Kimball. When Kimball's feeling it, he can hit the threes. Up, knocked away, down to Olsen. Olsen starts to drive, shut off, and he loses it. Cross court, Reese, and we got a foul. Coach Troy Pieper adjusting the floor mat. And that's going to be the first foul on Kimball. It's the first personal, third team foul. Inbounding it now is Morrison into the backcourt. Hatchett's coaching staff is stunningly silent. 71-19, and there's a wild thing with the steal. Behind the back. Gets it over. Kimball drives. Gets it out. Olsen. Olsen should have taken it, coach said. Sykes, wild thing. Back to Olsen. Going high is Sykes. He gets it. Kalinowski behind him. Kalinowski for three. There's the rainbow. No good. Coming down with it for the Hatchets was Watkins. Driving down, trying to get in. Where's Norman? Norman loses it to Kimball, driving, dribbling through traffic. Kimball stops. They gave him the three. No good. Right now, the rim gods. Kalinowski, wild thing. Oh, that was short. He gets the rebound back. Puts it down. Still no good. There's the three. No. Back on defense. Kimball gets back and shuts it off. Oh, and going in underneath. Getting the bucket is Reese. 71-21, Blue Jays, 8 minutes even on a Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Driving down and putting it in off the glass to the applause of Coach Pieper is Olsen, 73-21, 7:45 left. Knocked away again. Kimball couldn't quite get it. Hustles back. And knocks it away cleanly from behind. Olsen gets it. He's looking for Sykes. Now he's going in. Kicks it back. Kimball for three. He felt it. The Arby's three. And that's going to lead to a timeout. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Blue Jay Boys Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com. As they're calling out winners from some of the raffles and other fundraising efforts, it's Hoops for Hope tonight, raising money for Emily Banach and her medical bills as well as others. The Blue Jays here in the second half have come up with 27 to the Hatchets 5. But Coach Pieper is looking for more effort. As you see, the coaching staff in the pink here on Hoops for Hope night. Blue Jays stifling the defense right now. Kimball, Olson, Sykes, knocked away. Blue Jays get it. It's Olson. He waits. Having a little trouble there getting his hand on the ball. Gets it there, and there it is. No good. That was Kurzweil wearing that heavy knee brace. Olson over to Kurzweil. He's out there now getting some needed minutes to try to get back after that terrible ACL injury. Sykes off the glass, gets the roll. He's got four, and that's 78-21. And now the last three from the bench coming in. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds, and it's going to be the foul on Kimball, his second personal, fourth team, and in come Keenan, Waller, and Alex Koblitz with 6:07 left. Sykes goes out. Kimball goes out. Olson goes out. So they're leaving Wild Thing in with Kurzweil and company right now. Quentin Kurzweil's wearing that elongated brace, playing that tough defense on the baseline. Jumping out all over him is Keenan. Off the feet, Kurzweil's got it. That was off the foot of off Norman's foot. So out there right now, Keenan. Wild Thing misses. He had a good look. That was probably about a 22-footer. Sasslers gets it on the left side and getting the foul. Overplaying was Waller. First personal, fifth team foul. 5:09 left on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Clock is running now with a 78-21 lead. Trying to dribble in, tried to get the ball down low, trying to touch it. Wallen,
he got it.
Because Waller's out there now, that's going to make it real hard. Waller and Wallen, and it's Blue Jay ball. Wild Thing's just smiling. He's running point now. Gets it over on the left side to Waller. Kurzweil's, he missed the three. He's going to drive down low, off the glass, no good. Rebound, no good. Tap, they're playing volleyball on it. Wallen, Wild Thing gets it, and he puts it down. Wild Thing has eight. 80-21, 4:08 left on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Trying to dribble in there, passing on the right side. Hatchett shut off Reese. They're driving the Hatchett's back across the volleyball line. Right side extended Reese. He's going into the double team again. There's Sessler for three, no good. Wild Thing with the rebound. Gets it off to Waller. Waller to Kurzweil. Back to Waller. Kicks underneath, whoops. Driving to the basket was Koblitz, but that one would have been over the head of the Jolly Green Giant, out of bounds, 80-21. Blue Jays started out with either 22 or 24-point run, starting the second half out with another 17-point run. Out there right now getting some nice minutes, Koblitz, Waller, Keenan, Wild Thing, and of course Quentin Kurzweil. This place will erupt if he gets points. He missed a 1-3, but I have a feeling they'll feed him again. He's out on the wing right now, playing that zone. Keenan's in the middle, kicked out, trying to dribble through traffic, right into it. Wild Thing tries to tip it away, and there's the foul. I think that's going to be on Waller. Let's see. And that's going to be on Waller. His second, team sixth, and going to the free throw line shooting two. Only 5 points for the Hatchets in the second half. Missing the first. Was Norman, and he's back shooting the second. Blue Jays up 80-21, 2 minutes clock running on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Rebound comes down for the Hatchets, and picking it up is Neiman. Check that. Nelson overplaying there. Kicked out. Hustling back. Playing tight defense out there, both Koblitz and Waller. And cutting through the passing lane and almost getting it was Koblitz. Minute 30 clock running. Blue Jays up 80-21. Down low and putting it down and off the glass nicely was Nelson. He turned it around and put it down. Waller to Wild Thing. Wild Thing, Keenan high. Koblitz left wing. Koblitz stops, shoots, bucket! Koblitz hits for two. 82-23. The only thing to make it better is we got to get one to Kurzweil. Trying for the steal. Taking the ball out is Sisler. Left side, down, putting up the three, no good. Kurzweil gets it. Let him go end to end, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to try. Oh, he got it stolen from behind. A good clean steal. 29 seconds left. He was looking underneath. No good. Rebound comes down to Keenan. And holding the ball right now for the last 17 seconds out there is Waller. Koblitz. I know they want to feed Kurzweil. They got to get it down there. But coach told them to hold it. They're holding it. Waller. And that's going to be it. So the final score, the Blue Jays 82, the Hatchets 23. We will be back after this with our Incredible Bank postgame show. You're listening to Blue Jay Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com. And welcome back to our incredible Bank postgame show, where the final score today is the Blue Jays 82, the Tomahawk Hatchets 23. Second half, the Blue Jays scored and scored 17 straight. And coming over now to join us for our incredible Bank postgame show, the man who had, that's right, 21 at the half. He had 15 in the first 6 minutes. Holy cow, is he still hot? It's Cooper Wendorf. Coop, 21 in the first half. What did you eat for breakfast today, dude?
Banana. Two of them.
Two bananas. We don't believe in being superstitious, but we are going to go to, I'll tell you what, we will go down to the nearest store and we will stock up on bananas.
Yeah, I agree. Pounds.
22 or 24 to nothing to start. Full court press. Then in the second half, you had 17-0, but I was looking over and Coach Pieper was not happy. I don't think you're going to get a good grade for that first 4 minutes of the second half.
Yeah.
Maybe the first half, maybe the last four. I have a feeling you could be running some lines, dude.
Oh, I really hope not.
Well, you obviously ran the zone the way you wanted to.
Right.
And you had them at will. And, you know, when you go out 24-0, I mean, if it was a balloon, the air was long gone for them.
Yeah.
How do you keep up the effort on a time like that?
I mean, we had goals coming into the game. They hadn't scored. They had scored 31 times this year, and that was our goal. I mean, we picked it up, obviously, energy-wise on the defensive end, and it just kind of translated to the offensive end. Everybody was kind of feeling it. It's a big night, great atmosphere, and just had a night, really. It's all about energy, so we just had to carry that over.
Well, I got to ask this question. And, you know, it's one of those questions you have to ask. Did everybody want to feed Kurtz Hall?
Yeah, we did.
I mean, I saw it. He got the 1-3, and it didn't go down. And with there at the end, you know, we know that, you know, Wild Thing, I mean, it can't be that Wild Thing would, you know, ever freelance.
Right.
I mean, you know, when he puts up the threes, he put it from the back garbage can of Arby's. He comes down with 8 tonight, but Kurtzall, he was looking underneath. And then they got his pocket picked from the back on that one.
Yeah.
Talk about what his return means to the team and what it means to him, too.
I mean, he worked really hard to get back. He's a great player, and he's a great addition to the team.
All right. Glad to have him back. And you got to go sign autographs. Remember, it's $9.99 without pictures.
Do you have a chair? No. Take this one.
And coming over, oh, he's giving up his chair. It's Troy Pieper.
Now you're going to give yours up for me, right?
Yep, you bet it.
No, I don't need a chair.
Well, first of all, you managed to keep cool all night, even in a long sleeve Hoops for Hope pink T-shirt. 22 or 24 nothing to start. But I looked over there in the second half, even when it was 17-0 run, and you were not happy, Coach.
Okay, so like I told the guys at halftime, It's not just the score that matters. Because when you know, sometimes you play opponents that you should beat handily. And we did that tonight. We took care of that. That's a check. But at the same time, the attention to detail was still lacking at times. Our defense, you have to execute it better than we did at times tonight against the really good teams. They're going to take advantage of it. They're going to take advantage of it. You know, just little things, but that's what you use these games for, are the details. Like, you can't just if you just are happy with what the score is, then it becomes sloppy and you're okay with making mistakes. I wanted them to really focus on 36 minutes of being solid, taking care of the basketball, doing the little things all night long. I thought we did it for the most part, but I wasn't going to let them, like, just think they had it.
But you had the opportunity to get Koblitz and Waller and Keenan in, and of course Quentin Kurtzall's. Oh, we all wanted that three to go in the worst way for him. He's looking much better out there. He's trying to round into being able to play some key minutes if needed late in the season. Fair to say?
Yeah, I mean he's got a little ways to go yet. He works at it. He's working at practice. But at the end of the day, he still had a full year of non-competitive basketball. So it takes a while. You just hope that it kind of clicks and there's minutes there to be had. I thought Cam played really well tonight.
I was going to say, Wild Thing out there running the point there at the end of the game.
He really had good energy tonight. And, you know, for somebody, that says a lot about Cam, because somebody that their minutes, you know, some nights are none, depending on the matchup and the situation and the flow of the game. And there's a couple games in a row where that was the case. And he shows up to practice, smile on his face, works his ass off, and doesn't flinch and continues to work. He doesn't pout. There's no pouting. There's no boo-hoo me, nothing like that. He comes to practice every day, works his butt off, always has a smile on his face. And tonight he just had the energy. When he has energy on defense is the key with him. He's a little bit of a wild card at times on offense, but when he has energy on defense, he can earn those minutes. And tonight when I made that final substitution with the four going in, he kind of earned that to stay on the court. Just the way he was, his energy. I thought Curtis's energy on defense was really good. Morgan, after the first half when he was in, he kind of had a couple of breakdowns, but I thought he was aggressive and physical and took care of the inside. Cooper, how many did Cooper have?
28. He had 21 at the half. He had 15 in that first 4 minutes. So does he get at least an A-?
No, Coop played really well. I mean,
I know you're a tough grader.
The first group started fast, because a lot of times on nights like this, when there are distractions, good distractions, and it's for a good night, it's something bigger than basketball tonight is. But at the same time, you do have a game to play, and sometimes you can kind of get caught up in it. We came out earlier than we normally do, took a picture. It's just a different feel to the night. But we talked about using a crowd this size tonight kind of to prepare us for playoffs. I mean, it was a playoff kind of atmosphere and crowd tonight. And sometimes that size of a crowd, that kind of energy in a building can overwhelm you. And I thought the guys passed the test well tonight. We started fast. We didn't look frantic. We looked under control. We've been working on transition offense and pushing the ball more and getting easier shots and doing things that way. And I thought we did that tonight. We pushed it well with the pass. I thought we could have skipped it. We missed some stuff there, but all in all, it was a good night, great crowd. I wouldn't doubt that for a second. When our community is second to none when it comes to supporting people and supporting causes, so that was a no-brainer. But we really talked about focusing on. We only have four games left, and it's a bit of a squirrely bunch in the sense of. I think that it's going to hit them harder when it ends than it does most teams, I think, because they just don't – I don't think they have that sense of, like, we're down that final stretch now. Like, that sense of urgency, we got to start playing with playoff urgency every single game, every single possession has to be, like, win or go home. And this year, the way the things are falling, we're not going to get that cupcake game in that first round. You know, credit to us for earning a bye, but, like, when you earn that bye and you don't have that first game at home to kind of get the playoff jitters out, you kind of have to start pretending and putting yourself in mentally that state starting now down the stretch. And, you know, next week we have two good games, two big games on the road that, you know, at Medford, at Rylander, those are two very tough places to play. So those will feel like playoff atmosphere. Mosinee felt like a playoff atmosphere. But now it's about getting to play in those kind of situations and those atmospheres, which are awesome. But playing well in them. And tonight I thought we played pretty well.
Well, Medford, Rhinelander, what else is left on the schedule before then?
What do we got after that? Then we have two home games. We have, after Medford and Rhinelander, we finish with Antigo, and senior night is Lakeland.
So we got more conference activity.
That's all we got is four conference games left. Now tonight we should go into third place on our own, I would think. Pines had Rhinelander. And Medford was at Mosinee, so unless there's an upset there, we should be in third by ourselves. The WIA did their update for this is the first year where they gave you an update at this point today of where you'd be if the playoffs started today. And today, according to WIA, we'd be a 5 seed going to New Richmond. So credit to these guys. You know, it's been an up and down. I mean, it hasn't been clean or perfect all year, but they stay the course. They don't flinch. They handle the bad nights the right way the next day at practice. They're coachable. They understand how much I care about them. So it allows me to get on them, and I don't think it really phases them. They know it's coming from the right place, and it's a fun group to coach now. I just want us to finish the right way so we go into the playoffs riding a little bit of a high.
Well, as always, Coach Troy Pieper, the doctor is in the house. Talk to us a little bit as we finish up about the importance of the other activities tonight, Troy.
Yeah, I mean, it starts with the amount of donations we got off the bat was like overwhelming, crazy. Like the amount of baskets we had, the amount of just gift donations. I think we sold over 100 t-shirts or these long sleeve shirts. We sold 100 of them, proceeds going to her. The crowd came out and supported and donated. The 50-50 raffle was high. The concessions, I'm sure, were high, and that all goes to a great, great family, an absolutely amazing, ridiculously great teacher. It's just awesome when you live in a community that truly cares. Sometimes you take it for granted. It's easy to complain about things in your community, but it's nights like this that remind you, like, there's communities that wouldn't have shown out like they have, like ours did tonight, and do every time for any, not just basketball games, but for any cause. You always get the support. Merrill's a beautiful place, and I'm happy to be coaching here.
Well, we're going to let you go. I see they're signing. Do you have to sign autographs, too?
No, they don't want my autograph.
Okay, I'm going to ask this one. How is Braden doing? I saw that he got on national TV. Did I say correctly? He got on ESPN.
Yeah, they were. They played an exhibition game against, I don't know, Eastern Illinois or something. He's doing all right. He had a concussion that set him back right before Christmas break, and now he's trying to find his way back into the rotation. It's taken a little bit, but that happens when you're coming back. It's his third concussion, so it's taken a little longer than he wants, but he's getting there. He enjoys it. It's warmer where he is in Southern Illinois than it is here, so he reminds me of that every day. But he's playing college basketball. Not everyone gets to do that, so I'm pretty proud of him.
Well, as always, Troy, thanks so much for joining us.
Sounds good. Roll Jays.
And that's going to do it for the Incredible Bank postgame show. Again, the final score, the Blue Jays 82 and 23 for the Hawks. We will be back talking about next week's schedule after this. You're listening to Blue Jay Boys Basketball, the Incredible Bank postgame show, right here on WJMT and WJMTFM.com. And welcome back to the Incredible Bank postgame show. Final score, Blue Jays 82. Let's give you the numbers. Zimmerman with 12. Wild Thing with 8. A bucket for Olsen. Ott with 4. Koblitz got a bucket. And 3 buckets for Sykes. Kimball with a 3 and a 2. Wendorf with 8 twos, 4 threes, 28 points. Burtman, 2 twos for 4. And Hagenmeister, 3 twos and a 3 for 9. Overall, 27 twos, 7 threes. And in the free throw category, 1 for 3 on the night. 4 of the Hatchets, a 3 for Seslar. 3 twos for Reese for 6. 9 on 4 twos and 1 for 4 from the free throw line for Norman. 1 for 2 from the free throw line and a 2 for 3 points for Morrison and a 2 for Nelson. So overall, they ended up with only 7 second half points, 23 overall. And that came in the category of 1-3 and the twos. 9 twos and from the free throw line, 2 for 6 for their 23 points. And now taking a look at next week's action on Monday, as the Lord wills, I will get my rear in gear and steer. 3:30-ish, possibly closer to 4 for a very abbreviated pregame show, because I got to leave and get to Wisconsin Rapids. Game time, puck drops at 4 o'clock, and the pregame show from the American will be probably very brief. I'm doing my best to get out as soon as I can. Tuesday, though, it's a little bit better. Medford girls here. Thursday, the Rhinelander girls here. And then the trek all the way up to Rhinelander on Friday. And then Monday the 16th, Medford at Medford. We'll be checking to see if there's any other changes in the games. Friday the 20th, Antigo here, and then Lakeland here, and we finish up the regular season. So Monday hockey, I will get there as quickly as I can. Wisconsin Rapids, we've got no update yet on Jackson Pierce, who's in the concussion protocol after a brutal and uncalled for assault by 2 Marshfield players. I'll be interested to see if they get the suspensions that we've seen for far less in hockey before. But the final again, 82 for the Blue Jays, 23 for the Hatchets. You've been listening to Blue Jay Boys Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.